Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Please gamble responsibly.
And here we go, live coast to coast on the BetMGM Network with you every weekend, always available in podcast form wherever you get your shows. Search for BetMGMU. I am Chris Mack alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin, and we are down, gentlemen, to the last 2 weeks of the regular season. The playoff picture starting to crystallize right before our very eyes, and you can follow everything we got to say about this week's games and what will happen throughout the playoffs by going on social media, just searching for the BetMGM Network on YouTube as well. You can watch the show there. We got our third set of college football playoff rankings. Those dropped on Tuesday night. 1 through 3, basically the same. Ohio State, Indiana, A&M. We got Georgia now in at number 4, Texas Tech at 5, Ole Miss 6, Oregon 7, Oklahoma jumps to 8 after their big win in Tuscaloosa. Notre Dame at 9. Alabama all the way down to 10. And then 11, 12, your placeholders, I guess. Miami at 11 with the ACC right now. And Tulane at 12 is the group of 5 representative. Outside looking in, BYU and Utah, a couple of Big 12 teams that maybe staking a claim to things. We'll see how it shakes out. Vandy just on the outside looking in as well, John. So let's talk Bama first. They fall from 4 to 10, now right on the precipice, right on the edge of being in or out of the playoff. I'll start with the game itself. How surprised were you that Oklahoma went in and took care of business against the Tide?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty surprised given that Alabama had been playing as well as they've been playing. You know, they seemed pretty locked in after that opening week loss against Florida State. And, you know, I guess the only thing I might say is that Oklahoma was coming off of that bye week, right? They had sort of 2 weeks to prepare. And I think that's what you find out in these college football games. The bye week is really, really powerful. Maybe not as much in the NFL. I mean, if the Chiefs can lose after a bye week with Andy Reid, maybe they're just not as important. Oklahoma looked like a world beater against Alabama. They had that long return at the beginning of the game. They forced turnovers. Now, Alabama's probably not going to turn the ball over like that. And they still had a chance to win in all fairness, right? So I think that does speak to the quality of team. But I think given what was on the line, given what was at stake at home against the Oklahoma team that was like, you know, when I watch them, I think they're just okay. Like, they play great defense, but I just think offensively pretty limited. But to lose to that team at home, I think was very disappointing. So I would say I was very surprised.
Yeah, I was surprised as well. You know, in the NFL, we've seen that, you know, if you're a team coming off the bye, I think home faves off a bye have a losing record against the spread since 21. Wow. It's just, you know, you come back from vacation at work, you know, you don't want to be there. You're still on vacation for a couple of days. So it kind of makes sense, right? Mm-hmm. You want to find that sweet spot. So in college, you know, college, it's a lot of it's still about coaching. And I was pretty surprised. I was pretty surprised at Oklahoma because I honestly, I don't think Venables is some elite coach. I think he's a really good defensive coach. I don't think he's a great head coach. I think he is so dependent on the quarterback. They all are. But, you know, I wouldn't hire a defensive coach at this point, I don't think. I'm just not a huge fan of his. But he has done a masterful job. You cannot take anything away from it. But the schedule they've had, where they've played like four straight ranked teams, I mean, they've had a really tough schedule. Going on the road to Bama, going on the road to Tennessee, winning those games, they've earned it. They have earned it. But Bama dropping that many spots, committee's kind of backed themselves into a corner here this week with Oregon.
Yeah, I think also the interesting thing to note about Oklahoma here is that they're getting it done in a way that I think it's fair to question how sustainable it is if they do end up in the playoff. I think you can steal a game, maybe even two, against more talented opponents if you can force turnovers like John was talking about, and you can just play clean football on the offensive side. We see NFL teams run that prescription every once in a while, and it works for them. In college, I think it's a lot harder sometimes because the talent disparities are bigger. Maybe not as big between Oklahoma and Alabama, but my point is this. I just don't know. As much as I liked Oklahoma earlier in the year because John Mateer was playing really well and it seemed like they were pretty well balanced, we've seen Mateer's limitations. I don't know if he's going to be able to fully shake off the rust of the hand surgery by the end of the year. We've seen it affect him. And I just, if Oklahoma is required to go out and really have to outscore opponents without forcing multiple turnovers, John, I don't know how realistic that is.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree totally. I mean, I think that was just such a, I mean, and again, we talked about it. I mean, they still had a chance. I mean, they were driving there late in the game on that last drive. So I just have been pretty much out on Oklahoma since the Texas game. You know, just the way that they completely no-showed in that rivalry game. And then you look and you see what Texas has kind of become with Sarkisian, maybe even, you know, on the hot seat. I just am not impressed at all by Oklahoma. But, you know, Alabama has shown they can take some weird losses under Kalen DeBoer. They can get the great wins, but they can take some weird losses. And I guess this one was not as weird as the Florida State one, but I still think, given the implications and the timing of it, and at home, I would say it's up there. Pretty mystifying. There.
It is. I'll give OU a little pass for Texas, only because it was Mateer's first game back. A little bit, not much. Because he has shown, and you know, in the subsequent games, I mean, he was not great against. I mean, in the games after, I know they put up a lot of points against Ole Miss, but you know, who doesn't? You know, a lot of people score on them. But, yeah, Bama does take some weird losses with DeBoer, and that's troubling moving forward.
I think since you both brought up Texas, it's worth mentioning now. I mean, they're out of the picture. They've been Jekyll and Hyde. We've talked about this the last couple of weeks, home and away. They lose by 25 at Athens. They squeak by Mississippi State on the road, squeak by Kentucky on the road, lose to Florida on the road, lost in Columbus to open the season. What's interesting is they get Arkansas at home this weekend, but then the finale, Choppy, is at home against A&M, an A&M team that was dead in the water at halftime last week and came storming back, still nearly gave it away late in the fourth quarter down on the goal line with an idiotic play call. But A&M is still alive, still number three. But you got to wonder if Texas is still playing for something, knowing that, hey, you never know who else might lose. Maybe it opens up a spot for us again, especially if we can beat A&M at home in 2 weeks.
Yeah, don't tell the Texas fans that they're out of it. They don't believe they're out of it. You know, when you're at 17 and you get you know, the committee who might try to find a way to get you in there. I mean, this is a made-for-TV event. Let's not forget that. They do think that they still have a chance. Now, they need a lot of things to fall their way, a lot of things to fall their way. They need, you know, the ACC, obviously, not to get two teams in, which I don't think they're going to, but they need a lot. They need some losses. They need some losses ahead of them. There's no doubt about that. But A&M, every team, I think, is entitled to that kind of stinker. Every team is entitled to that stinker. Usually you don't do it at home, and usually you don't do it on a team that literally can sing "I'll Be Home for Christmas" because they ain't going bowling in South Carolina. Like, usually it's not that team. My son was at that game. It was his first A&M game. You went down there for the game. I was like, dude, they're not going to let you back in. They're going to kick you out. They're never inviting you back. You won't go. And here they are. They come roaring back.
He's lucky the state trooper didn't come after him.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. How about that guy?
Now he has to enroll after that comeback. Now he's got to go ahead and commit right now.
Yeah. Let's not start there, okay? I'm not learning those chants. I'm not doing that.
It's like 12th man. I don't know. It's like a cult kind of, right?
The yell leader. I'm not doing the midnight yell. Leader.
That's what it is, yeah.
I'm not whooping. I'm not gigging. I'm not doing any of that stuff. Okay?
Gig him.
Yeah. But you had every team has had that, right? Every team has had that game. You know, maybe Ohio State hasn't.
Yeah.
But every team has had that game where it's just like, you don't show up. And to do that and to shut them out in the second half, that was all right. You know what? We blanked around too long with y'all. We're going to take care of business.
So a couple other spots that I think are worth talking about here in the playoff picture. I want to start with Texas Tech at number 5. I think Tech, depending on how things shake out in the SEC championship game, still has a chance to jump up to the 4th spot and get a bye. But I don't know. You tell me what you think, John. Does an A&M, let's say it's A&M Georgia, does either one of those teams, like I would think if A&M and Georgia go into the SEC championship game 3-4 and Texas Tech wins the Big 12 championship game, that whoever loses the SEC championship game probably drops back down to 5 and Tech would jump up to 4.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, that sounds right. I mean, that sounds fair. I mean, I just think, you know, we do take into consideration what happens in these games. And I don't think I don't think we can just say, oh, it's only if you win, you know, do you get, you know, any kind of impact from this. I do think and again, it's all dependent too on how it looks, right? Like if the loser in that game just gets absolutely boat raced, which I doubt would happen, but if it did. But yeah, I mean, you have to respect the existence of the other autonomous conference. Like, you can't just say, all right, no matter what happens in the SEC championship game, Texas Tech can't advance. Like, they can't jump up in the, you know, like Georgia and Texas A&M are ahead of them no matter what. Like, if we're going to do this, you have to give the championship game a reason for being played. Otherwise, why are you even having it?
And I also think there's an advantage to being number 5. You're going to get Tulane, James Madison, UNT, right? Something like that. I think if A&M loses a close one to Georgia, I think they could stay ahead of Texas Tech. They've been undefeated the whole time.
Yeah.
I think they would lean on Vegas. You know, how would Vegas look at it? I think if Georgia loses, obviously Texas jumps them. Tech jumps them. Because then you're a 2-loss team, 1-loss. I think if all three of them have one loss, I don't think they're going to fall A&M behind Texas Tech. Maybe they do, though.
Yeah, right. I think as long as it's not a blowout loss, you got right. a point there. The other spot we have to talk about, because we brought it up last week and the week before that, Miami's still behind Notre Dame, but Miami's in a jam now, Choppy, where it outside chance at best that they even show up in the ACC championship game. Georgia Tech, who we'll talk about later, can clinch their spot in the ACC championship game with a win this weekend. It's weird to me. We've got Miami in there as a placeholder right now for the ACC, but the ACC champ is probably, question mark, the only representative from the ACC. I think the committee's put themselves in a spot where they've got to consider Miami, despite not being a conference champion, and they don't want to put two ACC teams in.
No, I don't think they do. And, like, you know, what are you going to do? You going to jump Miami over Alabama? I mean, you know, there's a common opponent thing there that you could throw in, fine. But, yeah, that's a tricky spot for Miami. I don't think they have a real avenue to get in here. They have to find a way to sneak into the ACC championship game, which is not likely. Georgia Tech could end everything. All they got to do is beat Georgia. Now, that's the thing. That, I think, is what could get things all, you know, messed up, is if Georgia Tech beats Georgia and then loses the ACC championship game.
Hmm.
I think you could make a case that they might stay in.
Or yeah, get in. I think that's a possibility. Now you're really twisting the arm of the committee, who does not want to have two ACC teams in there. And the Group of Five representative was different again this week. John, real quick, you're our Group of Five commissioner here on BetMGMU. This week it's Tulane. We talked about North Texas last week. Choppy mentioned JMU. In 30 seconds, give me the John Martin breakdown of who's going to win this Group of Five spot.
I mean, the American champ will be the winner. I think I trust maybe North Texas a bit more. I think their quarterback is a little bit less turnover prone. So I'll go North Texas, but I think whoever it is just going to get absolutely mollywopped in that first game. It's going to be ugly. That's what everybody's saying. No Group of Five. Take the Group of Five invite away. And I get it. These teams are all stink.
Yeah. We'll take some of the projected spreads.
I'm a great commissioner of the Group of
you
Five.
You are. Huh? Way to build
everybody
up,
John. We got to get
it up,
when we stink.
Yeah, yeah. It ain't Memphis. Everybody stinks in John's world. We'll take some of those projected spreads from the playoff games, maybe kick those around a little bit later, but we got some big games to preview one by one coming up next right here on BetMGMU.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.